Hey there.
Good
Welcome to Cookies for
morning.
Lunch, the podcast. How are you, Sandra?
I'm good, Cindy. How are you?
I am good. This is Cynthia Raven from Sugar Chat Cookie Studio and with my cookie bestie, Sandra from the Frosted Swirl Bake Shop.
Good morning. Good morning. We're doing this in the morning today, so it's a little different.
Because you look way better than I do right now. So.
Well, I like recording in the evening because it feels like it's, I don't know, the cocktail hour.
I know, exactly. And we can have, wine or something. I think it'd be inappropriate for me to maybe a mimosa or something right now. But
Yeah, the
anyway,
lighting is
so
always so bad in my room that I'm in that at night I feel like you can't see me. So this is nice.
oh, well, I know the light's behind me, so you probably can't see me, which is probably good. But happy Super Bowl win Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Was that exciting or what?
You know, I'm not a very big footballer. I'm not a huge foot. I don't understand the game. I love the hype of the city. I love how passionate, and I know all fans are passionate, but I feel like we're a small town, we're a small city. And everybody is just so passionate about their Chiefs, rightly so, you know? So yeah, it's just to go out to the store on a Friday and it's just a sea of red. The entire city downtown was red. It was lit up red. Did you see that? It
Yeah, I
was,
saw it on the news because I haven't been out down there, but yes, I saw it on the TV
yeah,
and
it is, it's crazy. And it's, I'm happy for our city, you know?
yes, no, I mean it's super exciting and that was a very stressful game, but as we've talked, I mean you don't want it to be a blowout. I mean, you maybe do if you're the one that's blowing the other one out, but I it's really nice that at a championship game it's like tooth and nail, I mean
Yeah.
down to the wire. I mean, that's how it should be. Two great teams, and yeah, it was so exciting. I was yelling my head off, and it was very, very exciting. And I'm super excited about the parade on Wednesday. I'm going, and I just got. I mean, on the news, they were saying all the schools are closing and everything, so that's exciting too. So.
Yeah, I think so. My husband supplies parts to General Motors in Wentzville, Missouri, near St. Louis. And I believe that they are shutting down for our parade, right?
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. So, and I know my youngest Elise, she her college classes I believe are canceled. I know a lot of school districts are shutting down. I'm actually leaving for St. Louis. I have to go do something with my mom, and I'm really hoping that I-70 is clear for me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, wow, that could be something. Well, I just got a notice from college that classes are canceled on Wednesday too, and I can talk
Yeah,
about
because we haven't been here for a while, so new things have happened. So somebody is a college student, and it's not me.
that. Yeah, so I started culinary school this semester.
Good for you.
I am so excited. So let me backtrack though for a little bit just to kind of get everybody, because we have not recorded since November.
Has it been since November?
It is
Okay.
because we so my youngest daughter's father, as you know, but the listeners don't know, passed away suddenly and unexpectedly at 65 in November, the week of Thanksgiving. And my ex-husband, I mean, and obviously we haven't been married or together for 25 years, but it was just a very strange to think that someone I loved at one point, was married to, had a child with, is gone suddenly, and I mean it wasn't foul play or self-inflicted or anything like that. But it was very sudden, and we found out that he'd been having issues for a while that they weren't aware of. And I it's not like he and I chatted a lot or anything. I mean, Sarah's 31, so but yeah, and so she's an only child, I mean that she didn't have any siblings. He and I didn't have any other children together. And yeah, it was really hard for her. And a lot of that fell to her to deal with. And there was a whole lot of other issues that I won't go into, but it has been a journey. I mean, it really, really.
That's super hard because, I mean, we lost my mother-in-law really like 10 months after we were married, and we were very young. We were 25, 26 years old, and navigating that when you've never had to do that.
Right.
It's hard with property and how to do it. And it's difficult. It makes
it, sure. It was a lot for her. I mean, it really was. And his mother's still alive. So that's very, you know, very hard for her, you know, to bury her son. And he had left a lot of things, like he had done some things in terms of putting her name on, you know, accounts payable on death and things like that, but he didn't have a will. So there's a lot of other things. And then, you know, I'll just leave it at this, but there's a fine line between collecting and hoarding and the house and just dealing with all of that has been, so I've been trying to help her, her sister, Paige, my other daughter, she's been, you know, helping, and we've spent a lot of time over there. So when that happened, it was Thanksgiving week. I was having Thanksgiving here for all the family. So that was weird, you know, I mean, that happened. And then, you know, was just spending a lot of time with her. So, I there's so many pictures I need to post. I have not done, I really haven't. And I had some people reach out to me like, are you okay? You haven't posted anything in a really long time. And I just was super busy with that and helping her and, work. And anyway, it was just, but.
And then the holidays and.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then we had a celebration of life event, and she wanted me to do all the food for that. And, but what was prompting me is I was watching the rest of the episodes of Holiday Wars, and every sugar artist that was on each team had been professionally trained, I think, except for one of them. And I was watching one of the other episodes, and Aaron, one of the sugar artists, he was talking about his tasting element was something, something Dacroix. And I was like, I don't even know what a Dacroix is. Like, I want to know more.
You and me both.
I know, right? So I did some research, and Johnson County Community College here in, it's in Overland Park, Kansas, which is just across the state line. And I'm sorry I sound like this. I have a bit of a cold tail end though. So hopefully that will be gone soon. But Johnson County Community College is, it's number 18 in the top 20 of pastry schools. They have a full culinary program that is, you know, half savory, half, but anyway, I'm taking classes. I started this semester. They're on Monday nights from 3 to 9. And my first two classes, and which are really the prerequisites for anything, food safety and professional baking. And let me tell you, after taking the food safety class, I never want to eat out at another restaurant again in my life. If you wonder we're all still alive, holy moly, the possibilities that can happen to you.
Right, I bet.
You know, it's been, and then just thinking about all the family dinners, you know, where food has sat out for, you know, hours, and now I know what the time temperature danger zone is. And, you know, it's like, oh my God, oh my God. But it's really been fun and interesting. The other one, I have to wear a uniform. So like, I couldn't use one of my own chef's coats. I had to get a new one and wear pants, black pants, and kitchen shoes that are non-slipped, and we have to wear a little hat and put all our hair up in it. And
we need to have that picture that did you send me that, or did you show it to me?
No, I showed it to you.
Okay. We need to post that in our group because
it's pretty funny.
It's fantastic. It's everything that we think it would be.
But, I'm the oldest person in the class by far.
That's all right.
The more majority of people are in there are in their 20s. There is a couple other ladies that, I mean, I'm guessing they're older, but not as old as me. But anyway, it's been very fun and very interesting. So anyway, yeah. And you know,
it just started, right? Not too
long. Yeah, it started in January, and the food safety is only 8 weeks, so it ends in March. I have to take an exam and get certified for that, which lasts for 5 years. So that's really good. I didn't know this either. Like, at least one person in a restaurant has to have that certification during working hours. There always has to be at least one person there that has this food safety certification. It's the company's called ServeSafe. And so we take the class and then we take the certification exam. And then the other one is 16 weeks. And then if I want to get the pastry baking certificate, that program starts in the fall. And you have to apply. They only take 16 people a year. But I've been talking to a couple of the chefs that are pastry chefs that teach there. And they were telling me that unless I just wanted to get the certificate, that it might be better for me to just take as many classes as I can, because a lot of the specialized classes like entremets, which is small plated desserts. I looked it up because that's one of the things I wanted to take. You know, the certificate program has a lot of business courses in it as well. And that, unless I really want that certificate, but as my daughter said, okay, Monica, I know you want the certificate, but I really would, it would be better. I would be better served to spend my money and time taking the specialized classes now that I can, after having these prerequisites. So I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I have till March 30th to apply. I don't know. And you know, I only work 3 days a week now at my other job, and the program is actually 2 days a week. And so it would work. I would probably have less cookie time, but I don't know. Anyway, working through all those things about what I want to be when I grow up. So, you know,
I like that you and I have people in our lives that use Monica references to describe us.
I know, right? Because I was laughing and I told Sarah, I go, yeah, I want the certificate and all the classes. And she's like, right? Of course you do, Monica, you know. So.
It's funny because my daughter's boyfriend, he'll look at me and he'll be like, this is just driving you crazy, isn't it? Like the mess on my table. I'm like, 100%.
Yeah. I saw something on Instagram where it said Phoebe's triplets would be 25 right now, and the twins from Chandler and Monica would be. And I was like, oh my God.
Listen, I had a moment where I was like thinking about how I was 25, 15 years ago, and it wasn't adding up.
Oh yeah. That was longer. Yeah. No, I know.
And I was like, wait a minute. Wait.
That's not right.
That's not right.
When if somebody would ask me really fast how old I was, I would be like 48. Oh God, no, that was a long time ago. That was about half a child ago.
That's you not know? Quite right.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, good for you. I'm glad that you're doing something that, because I know that you like to always be busy, always like to better yourself, always like to take. So this sounds like it's right up your alley.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I mean, I love learning and I want to know more, and I need to be smart about it and really think about whether I actually do need the certificate, because a lot of it's like, you know, professional, like math in a pastry shop, you know what I mean? And, and how you know, recipes and, you know, making them for production baking, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And all those kinds of things. And I don't know. I mean, I know ideally what I would like to do, but I've really been thinking about this a lot lately. And you know how we've talked about Instagram and how like we think it reads our mind, you know, I've been thinking really about, I've talked about this a lot, about doing tutorials and putting them up on my site and, you know, that kind of thing. And the other day, for the first time, I saw something on Instagram about, you know, how to sell digital items and things like that. And I really need to focus and get some videos made so that I can actually start that. But I'm very Monica in that I want everything to be perfect before I do it. And that's just not, I need to just start, you know, like just do it. And I have a website already and I could, but then there's other IT issues that I don't know about. And that's what I need to, you know, pursue and everything. So anyway, this has been a big couple of weeks for you too, right?
Yeah. So I just want to start by saying that I know that the last few episodes that we've done, we always feel like we're trying to play catch up. And it feels to me like this podcast has morphed into not only about cookies and that, but you and I.
Yeah, in
and
life.
I really hope that we're not boring people.
I know. I hope so too. But I feel like, I mean, because if we haven't posted in a while, I mean, I'll get messages or something like, you know, are you guys doing okay or whatever. And I know that our intent was for it to be more regular, you know, to discuss book cookie things. But I do believe it has evolved into, you know, our lives and what's going yeah. on. But I also think that because we share a little bit about cookie things, and I think people, I hope people like it, you know.
Me too. And quite honestly, there's not a lot going on in the cookie community right now. So no. there's not really a lot to talk about. We try to, you know, whenever we talk about recording, granted, holidays are always a pain because, well, everybody can understand holidays. But we do talk about like what's going on and what we're working on and what we're doing. But there's really not a lot going on in the community other than, you know, we've talked about, you know, your holiday wars and stuff like that. So I think with the more classes that are coming out, I saw that Jenny from the Creative Cookier is mm-hmm. doing, I think something in Galveston coming up. She's doing.
Yeah, I saw the save the date. I don't know what it is, but I saw the save the date.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe as spring comes around, there'll be more to talk about in the cookie community.
Well, we did try to record in December, and we were going to have Arlene Chua on.
Yeah, but we were having technical issues.
Oh, I know. We tried like five times that night.
Oh, and so bad. We need to work something out with Arlene. And, yeah. And
get that rescheduled. Yeah.
But for me in December, my daughter graduated college, and
woohoo!
It was funny because after the ceremony, my daughter didn't want to walk. My daughter didn't want to take part in the tradition of the graduation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's her gig. She paid for school herself. It was her choice, and her boyfriend, actually, they graduated together, and they actually work together.
That's a lot.
I know. He talked her into it. Thank God for that. And we went to the ceremony, and it was weird because afterwards we went shopping. We went grocery shopping to pick up dinner, and I was standing at a counter and was talking to the lady, and she was like, and it was pouring down rain. And I said, my daughter graduated college tonight. And she was like, that's a big thing for you. And then it hit me. My daughter is an adult.
Mm-hmm.
She has a good job. Not that I will never worry about her, but I don't need to worry about her. She's fully baked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nice. It's good to see your child grow up and do what they want to do. And I say that she paid for college 100%. We supported her. She had zero bills. She had college to worry about.
Right.
So, it worked out. It was like a little experiment that worked out.
Well, and it makes you proud when they, you know, accomplish something huge like that, you know.
Yes.
And I know and love your daughter, and she's an awesome, awesome young woman. And
yes.
I mean what she's done, I mean, it's great, you know, and it's good that you've been there to help her, because if she would have been paying for an apartment and, you know, things like that, she would have a multitude of student loans and things like that.
Yeah, I'm thankful that, because for a minute there in her early teens, we were questioning whether she was going to live any longer. Because, it was touch and go there for a minute. But she has grown. She loves living here. She didn't have that desire to get out of my house. She saw it for what it was. She saw it as a means to an end. Mm-hmm. And she loves to travel. As a graduation present, her and her boyfriend went to Guatemala, and I picked them up from the airport, or we got them Christmas Eve. They came home. And, so she sees that what she wants to do is travel, and pay for things and not have credit card debt, not have any debt, and living at home makes that happen right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, she'll get to the point where, I mean, especially with, you know, her boyfriend, that they'll want to do something different. I mean, you know, Sarah had moved back in here. I know everybody knows that. And she had moved out in July and has her own place. And I've seen her grow so much just since, you know, she's done that, because she's had to be responsible. I mean, she's understood now what, and she had lived on her own before, but it was just her, you know, and just anyway, it's nice to see them come into their themselves.
Yeah, it you is know very I mean? Nice. It's a good pat on the back to Gianna, right. I feel like. Now I just need her to whisper in the younger one's ear, don't be so quick to want to move out. Because she's itching.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's always the second one, you know? So
she's a lot, Elise is a lot like me. I was fiercely independent, and I try to give them as much freedom living here. Mm-hmm. I have rules, but they're not as strict as what I grew up with. So I try to make it easier. You know, Joe's chomping at the bit for them both to get out. But
yeah, right. You know, when you get a taste in that, like, I think that was part of what was hard for me, is when you get a taste of them gone, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then they come back, or come back with children, mm-hmm. you know, it's an adjustment. But I will say, I mean, as much as I do like, I'm glad she has her own place now and all that stuff, but I miss the boys and I miss the boys. So,
yeah. And then, so the last playoff game that we had, who did we play?
Baltimore.
Listen, I told you I don't know football.
I know.
I typically do my shopping when a game is going on, because there's nobody out.
There's nobody there. Right.
I can go and I can walk around Costco all I want. I can go to Walmart. I'm not going to be offended by anything. And so that's what I do. So I was out and about. It was, the game started at like 3 or 3:30 that day. And I was out and about shopping, and I get a message at like 3:45 or something like that. And it said, and I got it through Instagram, and I even have it on my bio on my Instagram that I don't, if you're going to message me.
Yeah. Don't do a DM, right?
Don't send it through here, 'cause I don't want orders everywhere. So I get a message through, I just happened to look, and I get a message through Instagram, and I opened it up, and it said, are you gluing Super Bowl cookies? And I immediately responded, let's not jinx them. Message me when the game's over. And she did. And, she came back with, okay, it's going to be a very large order, and it's for the city. And then I stopped her. And
of course she did.
Right. I think she's the assistant to the city manager. She messaged me through Facebook. It ends up that she was a customer. She had ordered from me before. Yeah. So I did cookies for the mayor and
for so exciting, Sandra. Listen, and I saw them and they were super cute.
Aw, thank you. Yeah. I thank you for the idea of the logo. I was trying to, she said to me, she was like, do whatever you want.
Best orders ever.
Yes. She said, just however you want to present yourself in front of people, keep that in mind. She's like, they're going to the mayor, elected officials, and just do what you want to do. She ordered 20 dozen, and I did 12 different designs. And I had talked to you. I'm like, tell me, you're the chief's, you know, guru. Tell me what I need to do. And you had said something about the Kansas City logo, about how you had seen something. It looked really cool. And I thought, you know what? This is for the city. Yes, it's the Chiefs, but I need to be a little city heavy, you know?
Yeah.
So I did the heart with the KC. I did the Kansas City logo in the Chiefs color. You know, they came out really well. And when
they looked great.
Yeah, I was very proud of them. I was very proud of the fact that I...
You did 20 dozen in a week.
I actually did 26 dozen because I ordered, or I had an order. And then I also had, I opened it up to some of my locals because they were wanting them too.
Yeah.
And I feel bad not being able to offer something for my diehard customers.
Right.
You know? So I did six extra dozen and I didn't kill myself.
Man,
which is shocking.
Yeah. I mean, I just had a couple dozen I had to do because I hadn't promoted anything about it. And I mean, I'm kind of in this weird spot where for the longest time I wouldn't take any orders at all. I mean, because I was working full time and I was just teaching and stuff, you know. And then when I went part time, I have gradually, you know, taken orders when I can. Like, I know what my limitations are. I know how many I can do during a week. And like, I had a huge wedding order, for New Year's Eve. I had a lady, her and her fiance, they were getting married New Year's Eve night anyway. And that was a big order for me. And I mean, I took vacation that week because there's just no way trying to work and do that many cookies. So, I mean, I always commend you for getting so many things accomplished.
Well, I mean, I thought about it when she said 20 dozen and I thought, oh, well, pre-COVID I was doing that.
Yeah.
A week. So, and I know I can do 25. I know I can do that. It just takes planning and organization and being ahead of the ball. Do you know what I mean? And so I told my husband, I was like, oh, I can totally do this. I can do this in, I had to, you know, I'm going to have to work the weekend. I'm going to have to work a lot. But right. I think I was done by...
You were done by Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, I delivered them on Friday and I was done by Wednesday. And they were packed. I mean, I don't know about you, but packaging is what takes...
No, this is what... When I had somebody come to pick them up for one of the orders, you know, we were talking and I had my stuff set up, my lighting, my, you know, and I was like, this is the part... And I don't want to dog on anything, but this is the part I don't like. Like... setting up the photo shot, you know, the shots and then packaging up and then the boxes and, you know, all that stuff. I just want to decorate the cookies and then have
Well, somebody. I had it all planned out in my mind. I was like, okay, well, this day I'm going to do this. I want to get six different designs done by this day, this day, this day. And I started with the easiest. Do you know what I mean? And then that way they were done and I could put them in my rack and get them out of the way. And then when I was done, I had four different designs that still just needed to dry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I had everything else done. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do the rest of the day? Do I take this day off or like Wednesday or do I shoot for Friday? And then I was like, wait a minute, I'm done, but I still have to package. So I'll just package everything, leave the ones out for my picture. And then I'm not packaging everything in one day.
Right. Yeah.
It was like a light bulb moment. It took a minute, but
I do that a lot because I'll leave out like the set. Like if I have done a bunch of different, like 12 different designs for something or whatever, I'll leave out the one, like the pictures of the Super Bowl cookies that I made. Those were just the one. I mean, it was like one of each. I think there was a couple arrowheads in there, but I left those out so that I could take a picture. Packaging up the rest of them. And I've done that with my Valentine. I've got a ton of Valentine's cookies and I'm going to the parade. So I got to take some Valentine cookies with me.
Yeah, I had a lot of options for Valentine's Day. I had done all my samples. I took all my pictures. But I couldn't offer it because it was just
you
too
had
close
so much
to Super Bowl. And then I would have killed myself. Do you know what I mean?
I'm surprised you haven't gotten like requests today about, you know, doing stuff for, because I know people are going to have parties and things like that. I mean, I have some of mine left over, you know, that I was wishfully thinking that they would win and that I could save them for parade day. Because we knew if they won, the parade would be on Wednesday. They scheduled that a couple weeks ago or like 10 days ago. So I had saved some and I thought worst case, if we didn't win, I could always take them to the office and people would still, you know, want them. But now I have them for the party. So yay.
Yeah. I told you earlier, I don't know what I was thinking, but I took an order for three dozen character cookies. Jeez. for February 17th, the week of Valentine's Day,
Super Bowl,
not even thinking about Super Bowl. Why I took these, I don't know, but I think it's because it's a regular and I can't say no to regulars. And so I'm glad I didn't offer Valentine's Day. I have some people in my group that had asked. I had put out in my group, I'm doing this order for the city, and they were very happy and excited for me, which is so, it made me feel so good and so much better about not offering a lot of Super Bowl to them. Mm-hmm. But they understood about the Valentine's Day thing too, because I do inappropriate Valentine cookies.
Oh, well.
For my regulars. And somebody had said, are you doing them again this year? I'm like, I wish I could, but I can't. And so they were very, I'm glad I didn't offer it, because I have to leave Wednesday. So these have to be done by Wednesday.
Right.
So I'm thankful that I didn't feel the guilt of going, oh, okay, well, I'll go ahead and offer them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's like me, I know what I can accomplish, and there has to be times when I have stretched. I've been doing a lot of corporate orders. There's a company here in Lee's Summit, it's called Rock Tops, and they do like granite marble countertops and things like that. And they were ordering cookies for me every week, you know, and it was nice because Nancy had made me a stencil and I could, you know, stencil their logo and then pipe the rest of the stuff. And that was great. But it's, when I knew every week that I had 2 dozen for them, and I could about with me working about the most I can do is 4 or 5 dozen a week if I'm, you know, and that's really cutting out everything else. So, I have to be careful with that, but, yeah, this has been a busy, I don't know if you saw the post in the KC Cookier group, somebody had said, you know, what's everybody working on? And Rebecca from 3T's was like, oh my God, this has been insane. So did you know she's moving? Did you know she's new?
We need
to have her on here.
No date or anything. Did she set that out there?
Excuse me. No. But she's got her place up for sale. I don't know if it's sold yet or not, but she's moving to a bigger space, and she showed me a couple pictures and stuff. So maybe we need to connect with her, like when that happens, yeah, for sure, and do a big, you know, thing on here for her. So, yeah.
Yeah. I love how, did you see the post in our group where, and I don't know who posted it, said, I know we're all busy. I know it's the end. Show me what you did for Super Bowl. And there were so many of us.
Yes. That's the
we
one
were
I'm talking
all
about.
So stinking busy. We're a little city compared to where, right, you know, others.
San Francisco.
There's so many cookie artists here, and we were all swamped.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, that's what when I was first started teaching classes, my daughter, she was like, Mom, I don't think you should be teaching classes. I mean, I don't think you should be giving away all your secrets. And I started laughing and I said, honey, there's enough business for everybody. I mean, there really is, you know, I mean, because there's times when you'll see in the group where somebody will say, hey, I'm slammed. Can somebody take this order or whatever? And somebody always, you know, yeah, I can do that. I can add it to my, so, I mean, I think that's great. I mean, I think that's great.
So I also started down another journey.
What are you doing?
So in the midst of all this, you know, Super Bowl, huge order. And I had signed up for the class prior to realizing that I was going to have a big order. I took a sourdough class.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Because you bought some starter from my daughter, right?
I did, but I gave it to a friend of mine who, I gave the starter to a friend of mine, and which worked out fine because I wasn't ready to start. I don't understand sourdough. Like, I read her instructions, your daughter's instructions, and I was starting to get blurry eyed. So I thought, okay, I'm going to take this class. I went with my friend, and I still am a little questioning about it.
We need to schedule a time for you to come over and Paige be here and show you what she does. Cause she did that with my other nephew and his wife, because Paige's sourdough is amazing. It's so good. It's so, and she's so clever with her designs on it and all that stuff. But yeah, we need to do that because she wants to learn how to make macarons. So we've been talking about having a baking day.
Yeah. I mean, we could do a whole podcast on sourdough if you want. I know that Meredith from, what's her cookie class or cookie name? I forget. She, you know, Meredith, she does sourdough also. I'll have to look and I'm going to reach out to her and see if she wants to talk to us about sourdough, because when we were in this class, you could bring add-ins, and I didn't read that part of the instructions, but we came home with a large loaf to bake at home. And then we had worked on a half a loaf, and the half loaf is where we could do our mix-ins. And she was like, when you get home, if you want to add your mix-ins, then go on ahead and do it then. And then we had baked a loaf and we came home with that. And so when I came home, in my half loaf, I put in rosemary and Parmesan.
Mm.
And we ate it last night and it was freaking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that she does a lot of different mix-ins. So yeah.
Paige has been learning how to make sourdough crackers. She's been doing so much with her recipe, you know, besides just making loaves and adding mix-ins and doing different things. And it's a whole thing.
I want to know who 300 years ago said, I'm going to start this sourdough thing.
from this stuff that's been bubbling here for a couple of
let's see what I can do with this. And you know, I'm going to have to throw half of it out before I even do anything, because it's going to turn into a beast. Yeah, I just don't understand who came up with the concept, but you know, it's delicious. And my first thought, and I asked the instructor this and she was like, I don't know, but let's say it's end of May. I'm done baking. I don't want to bake. I don't want to have my oven at 500 degrees in June and July and August.
Right.
Can you take your starter instead of always feeding it every week and wasting all that flour? Can you freeze it, or can you take your discard and dry it and do
something? That's what Paige made all those starter packets from.
Right. So I'm like, that's what I'm going to do with this first. That's what I'm going to play. And that's what I'm going to do with this first batch that I need to start this week. I'm going to take the discard and I'm going to dry it out. And then, so if any of you all want some starter, hit me up. I can send you some.
I can ask Paige because she really, like, she knows this stuff inside and out. She's done the research and she's been teaching, like I said, my nephews and anybody that wants to know. She's been dehydrating the starter, and she would have these answers.
Set it up and have her be on our podcast, because I know that there are cookieers out there. I know there are people that aren't cookieers out there that totally love doing sourdough.
Well, that's one of the things, like, everybody always asks me, like, do you make bread? And I'm like, no, I don't have the patience for that. And they're like, oh, but you'll spend 4 hours on a cookie. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, because it's more fun. But so I've kind of left that up to Paige, you know, and, but I'm excited because in my 500-pound book here of professional baking, that's one of, we're going to start on breads and stuff actually this week. So I'm kind of excited about that too, because I've never been that interested in bread making, but Paige is phenomenal at it. So yeah.
I mean, my loaves were shit. They tasted good, but they were a first loaf. I should have taken a picture because they were very, you could tell it was a first loaf, but, no, I'm excited. It tasted really good. Joe liked it. The girls liked it. Joe wants pizza dough. So, you know,
her husband does not like the sourdough. So she has incorporated, I don't know what she's done, but anyway, she's basically been able to make white sandwich bread. You know what I mean? That is kind of sourdough, I think, but something else, so that it tricks her. He's never going to hear this podcast. So it tricks her husband into thinking it's not sourdough bread, you know,
right.
Because sourdough is really good for you. You know, it's better bread for you. And, so anyway, yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah, I'll see him. She would let, I mean, she's great. I mean, you know, she's a kindergarten teacher by trade, so not to mean that she could, but she's a good teacher. So.
If she wants to, I have a ton of questions for her.
We can have a sourdough episode, you know, and we can have a sourdough episode. And yes. So I have a new journey too, besides the other stuff. I've been making macarons. And
yes, you have been. Yes, you have.
And I love making them. I made some red velvet ones for Chiefs, and I made some little Arrowhead royal icing transfers. I need to post a picture of that. I'll do that Wednesday. Oh,
those are so pretty. Those were so pretty.
And
you have any of those left?
I do, actually. I have some. So
you should give those out at the parade.
Well, I'm going to take them with me over to the, yeah. So I'm going to, and I got these awesome little boxes, macaron boxes, and it's a whole thing now. I'm like,
you could teach a class on macarons because they're perfect.
Well, thank you. But I feel like I am mastering the French macaron recipe, but there's other types of macarons and different, and I'm exploring flavors right now. I'm doing a baby shower, not this coming weekend, but the next weekend. It's my two nephews, wives, and they're both pregnant. And, so we're having like a combo, you know, we're having a dual shower for both of them. And the theme is woodlands. And so I'm going to do the chai recipe macarons for one, because they're tan and the colors are like tan and sage. And then I'm going to do some pistachio ones too. So yeah.
Yeah. You need to do like some kind of because I remember my, I had a very one of my first friends here in Kansas City, she recently passed away. It was right before Christmas. And I remember she called me one day and she said, "Sandra, you're like the baker." She used to live across the street from me. And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "You ever done macarons?" I go, "Hell no." She goes, "I'm doing it. I bought all the stuff. I have all the mats. I have everything. I just need some gel food coloring." And I go, "Well, I've got plenty of that." And I go, "But Carrie, they're really hard." I go, "They're like very finicky." She goes, "I don't care. I'm doing it." And she, no kidding, went at them. I mean, I think she only did them the once. And I think she ate all of her shells herself. But I just remember telling her, "Carrie, they are so finicky. They're so difficult." And she was like, "I'm going to do it." She was that kind of a person. You know, she took the world by storm. And so I think you should teach a class.
I feel like now, because I've made them so much over the last 2 or 3 months, that and experimenting with flavors, and like I had made some that were pink lemonade. Like that's the flavor that I wanted, was like, you know, lemon and strawberry, you know, and make like a pink lemonade cookie. And I used a lot of lemon zest in the shell, and they didn't exactly raise exactly the way that they should have. And then I did some research, and the moisture in the zest can impact, you know, so you have to, it very much, you know, how we talk about baking is a science with macarons. It very much is like, it has to do with the, you know, humidity in the house or not humidity. And you really do have to, when I've tried to rush the steps, getting overconfident and thinking, "Oh, well, this will be fine." No, it's not fine. Like you have to do the process. Like you have to do the work, you know, you have to go through each and you have to be patient. And I've learned, if you don't let them cool long enough, if you just wait like another 10 minutes, they just pop right off those little things. But if you're in a hurry and you're trying to get them off when they're even slightly warm, then you'll just jack them up. But I was sitting there when I was really getting, and I was sitting in front of the oven with the oven light turned on, and I was taking pictures and sending to my daughter. I was like, look at the feet. So excited about them.
That is exciting because it's what it's supposed to do. Yeah. Now I sign me up when you're ready.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's just way too many, like my kitchen looks like something exploded because you have to use your Cuisinart. You have to use your mixer. You have the mats, you have piping bags, you have, oh my God, you just have all this stuff. So anyway, but we'll have to explore our macaron and sourdough pursuits. Yeah. So I'll keep you updated on what I'm learning in school. But so have they decided, I didn't want to talk about this, have they decided about the instructors for Cookie Con? I haven't seen.
I don't know. I think that, had heard that they are trying to narrow down class add-on classes, add-on instructors.
Yeah.
But that's it. I hope that they took a break. I hope that they took some months off.
Yeah.
And just relaxed. And
I'm sure they probably did, because there's only one this year as opposed to two, and having to like,
when
not
is that?
It's in September.
Is it? When was I thinking May?
It's not Labor Day. That's when they go on sale, I heard.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had messaged originally. I didn't apply to teach because I felt so bad about last year when, you know, I couldn't go and help Amy and I had wanted to. And then I got the call to go to Holiday Wars. And I was just glad I had not, you know, signed up to be an instructor, but I had, you know, was going to help Amy and I was really looking forward to that. So, you know, had to cancel that. So then I thought, okay, I'm not going to apply for Austin because I really just want to go. The last 7 years, I mean, it's been, well, since 2017, I've been teaching or doing something and I just wanted to go again and just, you know, have fun. And so I didn't apply to teach. And then you and I were talking and I was like, maybe I should have applied, you know? So I reached out to Karen and Mike and they said that they were, you know, working through their, but they had, you know, I could still apply if I wanted to, but they had pretty much made most of their selections that they were, you know, narrowing it down. And I didn't, just because if they've already got people, you know, I'm sure she said so many people had applied. So I'm sure they even have a backup and that way I can still do what I wanted to and just go and, you know, have fun. And
well, listen,
if I go, I mean, I don't know, you know, so.
Yeah. And like I said, we can always go somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about what you said about the amount, you know, it's expensive and stuff. And maybe, and I've even been thinking about like going to SoFlo. SoFlo's in April in Miami. And I love SoFlo. I used to go every year with Julia because she would be demoing or, you know, vending there or whatever. Last year I couldn't go because I think it conflicted with, it conflicted with something. Maybe it was CookieCon. I don't remember. Yeah, early cookie, because there were two last year, right? So it conflicted with that. And then I don't know that she's going this year, but I have a friend who lives close to there and, you know, might be able to go see her and then spend a day at SoFlo, whatever, and see people and friends and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. But you're right. I mean, we could go someplace exotic. You know,
we could do a little girl's trip,
but I know I did see where, and I knew. So when you're an instructor, I mean, you were in there too. Each year they have a Facebook private group for instructors and core people. And that way they can send messages. And, I got a notification last week that they discontinued 2023. So I'm booted out now because I'm not an instructor for 2024. So anyway, so I don't know what's going on. I can't see.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. I hope they took a few much needed months break of not worrying about anything CookieCon. And, you know, it's such a well-oiled machine. I'm sure it's gotten to the point where it can kind of run itself. It seems like it.
I think doing two a year was probably a lot. I mean, cause
it
just
was probably a lot. It was probably overkill. I know it was overkill for me.
I know they were trying to reach different parts of the country, you know, and people that couldn't, because when you think that two would be too many, you'd go to one and there was so that half the room would be new, you know, CookieCon attendees that was their first time and it's still full. So, but I think that it's a lot of money and people, you know, vending and all that. So having it once a year, and I think it gives it really more to look forward to, you know?
And I'm going to be incredibly honest. I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to be. While I love CookieCon and I love all of that and I love seeing friends, there's been a lot of new cookie artists, especially because of COVID. Just like there's a lot of new sourdough people because of
COVID
and stuff.
Bakers and people that are doing recipe blogs and all that stuff. Yes.
I feel like I have personally outgrown it. There's really not a lot that it offers me other than and this is where I'm being really honest, other than helping out a friend and assisting them in their add-on. And that allowed me to go and hang out with friends. It's still expensive. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'd rather hang out with my cookie friends on a beach. Yeah. Doing something that's different that I want to do. If there was something, and it doesn't necessarily have to be from Mike and Karen, something that offered us seasoned people a little bit of variety, a little bit of different, I'd be all in.
Yeah.
I just feel like, and I'm not knocking them. I think that if you're going to put on an event like that, it has to have the same recipe. It has to be able to run like a well-oiled machine, and their footprint and their map of how they do things and what they do hasn't changed. And while that's great for new people, it's not necessarily great for me.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, and maybe that's something we need to, you know, look into pursue of, you know, having a, because I miss, you know, the first one I went to in 2017 with you was, I mean, there was like 400 attendees, I think, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, it's just so it's gotten so big, you know, mm-hmm. there's just so many people. And like you said, there's new cookiers and I like that there's new people, you know, teaching and doing, you know, different things. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're, and it's expensive place to go hang out with your friends. If that's why, you know, you're wanting to go. And I think you're right. I think a lot of the new people go so that they can learn, so they can get connected, they can find out about things. Because, you know, I say this all the time, you don't know what you don't know. And once mm-hmm. you go and you meet and, you know, discover other, I mean, whether it's, you know, discovering BRP Box Company and, you know, maybe you don't know about that.
I learned so much my first couple of cookie cons. I learned so, especially at first one, I learned so much. It was definitely beneficial. Mm-hmm. And I was so honored to be asked to be a core instructor in Orlando, the first Orlando. That's an honor. That's so many, you know, out of so many artists, that's an honor. And I'm so grateful. I just, for me right now, I don't know. I would go to see my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes that's the only time I see, you know, people is there. And yeah, I joke all the time, not joke. I mean, I tell people in 2019, when I was a core, it was the best cookie week of my life. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I had so much fun and, it was in Reno and I mean, I had a blast and I met so many people and loved it. But yeah, I know. I don't know. I've got a lot to think about. And now that I'm not working full time, I don't have as much, discretionary, you know, like decide, do I want to spend $3,000, you know, doing that? And when I say that, I mean, between hotel and airfare and with Austin, I could drive, you know, but, you know, there's, you know, gas and I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about and it's a lot to, you
and know, it's like funny. It's like Nancy, because she said when I saw her over the holidays, Nancy Westfall, when I saw her over the holidays, she'd made me a stencil and I went and met, she was up here in town because, you know, she's moved. And she was saying she had just finished Cookie-a-thon, you know, holiday Cookie-a-thon. And she's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to wait and not do one until, you know, next year for the holidays. And then, you know, 2 months later, I see her posting for spring Cookie-a-thon.
She can't sit still, can she?
No, she can't stand it. So it just makes me laugh because I was like, you know, it's just so much work and so much back-to-back work. But I did holiday one this time, but I'm not going to do that. I really need to focus on growing my mm-hmm. stuff and what I need to do. So I need to be very careful about what I sign myself up for. So,
yeah.
Because I really do want to focus on figuring out what I want to do so I can do this full time, you know? So, anyway.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, I've got to get going. My husband is going to leave for work soon and I need to see him for a minute.
That almost sounded like my husband's going to leave me if I don't get off the phone.
So it was good talking to you.
You too. And I hope that, I would say probably we're going to try to get back on some kind of schedule, maybe every other week or, you know, every 3 weeks or something like that so that we can, but I'll talk to Paige about sourdough. I will.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. I hope we didn't bore you too much.
No, I know. I hope that, you enjoy catching up with us. We feel like we're, you know, I feel like when we're talking and we're like, I'm talking to people, like I picture people in my mind that I know listen to us and, mm-hmm. Hey friends, you know who you are. So,
right. Yep. Okay. Well, you thanks have a great for listening.
Day. Happy parade week. So
yay, Chiefs. I'm telling you, it was my new Casey ball cap that I purchased with you when we went to that store. I wore that on the last playoff game they won. And I wore it again last night.
And you'll have to wear it every day, every time next year too. You know,
I can do that.
It's well, cute. I'm wearing the red fur hat that I bought with you when we went to this boutique. It's so over the top, but I'm wearing it at the parade. Just
FYI. That hat is everything. So I need a picture of you in your new gear. And then I need a picture of you in the red hat.
Okay.
In our group.
I'll do it. I'll take a picture at the parade. So
perfect.
All right. Okay. All right. Good to see you. Love you.
Yeah. Love you too. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.